Help! Mama, come quick! Donnie Jean's been bit by a dog!
15-year-old Sylvia Patterson screamed as she burst through the front door. Her hat had fallen off, she'd lost a snow boot someplace back on the sidewalk, and her breath escaped in short, harsh gasps. Sylvia had never been so scared in her life. Her Aunt Bessie hurried up the steps behind her, struggling with the weight of the sobbing, shrieking 8-year-old in her arms. She paused on the porch to adjust the child's weight and to try to quiet her a bit.
"Shh, shh, shh, child. It's gonna be all right. Your mama's gonna make it all better real soon. We're at your house now. That's a girl. Be brave now. Shh, shh, shh."
Donna Jean's tears turned into big gulps as she realized she was home. But as soon as she saw her mother running to the door, she started wailing again. "Oh, my Lord, how did this happen?" The girl's mother looked upset, but her movements were surprisingly calm. She took the little girl into her arms and cuddled her as she rushed the child into the house and set her gently on the sofa. Rust-colored blood had stained her apron.
"It was one of Mr. Crandall's big old hound dogs, Mama. He came out of nowhere and just grabbed her leg," Sylvia cried.
"Run go get me some soap and water, towels from the bathroom, some rubbing alcohol, a bottle of iodine, and the box of gall strips, Sylvie," her mother said calmly. Sylvia darted off quickly to obey, partly from fear and partly from not wanting to miss one second of this horrible drama that was unfolding in her living room. When she dashed back, her mother was cooing to the little girl.
"It's all right, baby. It's just a little scratch."
But her forehead had wrinkled into a frown as she examined Donna Jean's leg.
"How did this happen, Bessie?"
Mrs. Patterson asked her sister. Aunt Bessie sighed deeply as she took the alcohol and bandages from the still trembling Sylvia.
"I feel like it's my fault, Leola. But how was I to know that Crandall's fool dogs were loose? The girls were just waiting for me by the fence, and the dog tore around the corner like a train off the track. He wrapped his jaws around her leg before I could turn around. Oh, Lord!"
She put her head in her hands. Every colored person in Little Rock, Arkansas knew all about the Crandall family and their vicious dogs. Mr. Crandall, the owner of a local barbershop and surely the meanest man in the county, had trained his dogs to attack Negroes. Sometimes he conveniently forgot to tie them up. All his friends probably thought it was really funny, but all the colored people thought it was terrifying. Last year, at least 5 people, all of them Negroes, had been bitten by one of his dogs. Crandall's wife, Eileen, was known as the most vocal segregationist in town. She and her friends, all of whom wore cat-eye-shaped glasses, Sylvia had noticed, protested vocally when the buses, the police force, and the university had been integrated. They had recently formed something called the Mothers Coalition to prepare for protesting against possible school integration. The Crandalls had 2 teenaged children, a thick-shouldered, crew-cut-wearing son named Johnny, who was an outstanding player on the Central High football team, and a thin, pale daughter named Callie, who mirrored her mother in looks and attitude. Sylvia and the rest of her friends walked to school the long way rather than go past the Crandalls' house.
"Aunt Bessie should have known better,"
Sylvia thought angrily. She bit her lip, frustrated with herself as well.
"I should have known better, too."
With its peeling yellow paint and the sagging front porch, the Crandall house looked dingy, but Mr. Crandall made it just plain frightening. His hair was greased back, and his eyes, even at a distance, looked dark and fierce. The local children whispered that he could cast spells with those eyes.